This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's gone! Touchdown Jets! New York takes the lead!
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL.
Welcome back. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski with you here until 12 noon. Brad Spielberger of Pro Football Focus will join us in about an hour. But we got to give a shout out to our guy, John Ewing. He put out a tweet that it was just a rough day at the office for some sports bettors. So let's go through some of these that were losing bets, okay? And these were, you know, the most bet on teams here. Ravens, -3.5. No can do. Bucks, -3. Titans, +1.5. Were you on, anyone on the show on these? I wasn't. I was on one of these that we'll get to in a second, but any head-scratching things pop out to you here, or these seemed obvious? I mean, I guess the public was on, you know, all of these ones.
I didn't think these were obvious at all. I was on the Bucks, and that was an L, and that was 3.5 most of the week. So when it got to 3, I ended up betting it. But I understood that one. So top three most bet teams, meaning tickets. Top three most bet in money. Top three most bet on overs. All lost. They are 0-9. And then if we throw in the most bet under tickets, two of those three lost. So now we're talking about going 1-11. 1-11. I understood the Bucks' popularity, but a lot of these other ones, Aaron, so the Ravens laying 3.5 on the road, didn't get it. Can't close games, not playing their best ball.
Right.
The Titans getting 1.5 against the Bengals, don't get it. But you know me, I've been screaming about the Bengals just not getting the respect, and they go on the road and they win without Chase and Mixon, and they put up a ton of points against the Steelers defense without those players last week. So I don't know. People just maybe looked at Vrabel as a dog and they bet that. Most, as far as money,
most money, teams money,
Seahawks,
yep.
Seahawks laying 3.5, Bears getting 7. I don't understand these bets at all.
Without Fields, that's weird. Bucks -3. People just can't quit on Tom Brady, I guess. I mean, I don't know what that's about.
Bears Jets was one of the most bet unders. Worst defense in football, and you're betting on the under 38.5. I didn't get a lot of these, and I'm not a totals player at all. So it's not like I had a list that I like, but I know I'm not betting a low total under with the worst defense. Like, I just didn't get a lot of these.
I did bet under on Ravens Jags, so I took that L.
But I would add that a reason that a lot of these are popular, Baltimore, Chicago, is because BetMGM is legal in those states. Yeah, same there. So that's going to skew these numbers a little bit. Like, and you know, it just came to your area with BetMGM. So tons of Ravens money. I'm sure tons of Commanders money, right, in that area as well. So that's going to throw off these numbers a little bit where we have legalized sports betting.
Yeah, good point there. Well, let's talk about, you know, the Jags. I mean, Trevor Lawrence looked impressive, starting to look like a franchise quarterback with what we saw on display yesterday, beating the Ravens 28-27. So Trevor Lawrence had a touchdown pass and a two-point conversion, you know, to win that game by 1 point there. What was your biggest takeaway in this one?
My takeaway was I wish Paul would have pushed more on the Jaguars, because that's his team, and I know he bet them and he took them in a bunch of contests, but they were discussed. They never made our final five as far as the contest goes, but it's not just yesterday. Look at Trevor Lawrence of late. Baltimore, Kansas City, Vegas. These last three games, he's had a completion percentage of at least 73% in all of them. Last three games, no interceptions, six passing touchdowns. He has been phenomenal of late. So you're wondering, middle of year two, is this where Trevor Lawrence kind of takes off? And I was willing to give him a mulligan on the trash show that was Jacksonville last year with Urban Meyer. Like, I'm willing to throw out that rookie season, and he's got a number of weapons. If you're watching that game, you saw like Zay Jones ended up being his guy. In recent weeks, it was Christian Kirk. So he's moving the football around to his various receivers. But yeah, not the toughest defenses in Baltimore, KC, Vegas, but also not the worst. And you've got to give him some credit. I mean, for year two to make these sorts of strides, if we look at like overall numbers, 16 touchdowns, six interceptions on the year, Trevor Lawrence is looking really good. It's looking more and more like, okay, it's Trevor Lawrence and it's going to be Justin Fields from that quarterback class as at the moment.
So next year, probably more of a next year look.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. He's 300-1 right now for the MVP. If he does what he did yesterday for the rest of the season every week, you need some injuries. Was that incredibly stupid? It's just like looking at the guys next year. Kyler Murray, not happening. I know, but Kyler Murray, just disaster this year. Aaron Rodgers, disaster. Nick Chubb, I mean, these are the guys that are around him. That I saw that Brady number. It's not going to happen. But
what about offensive player of the year? Could he win that?
A comeback? Like, is this a comeback scenario?
Coming back from just not being
from Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
Or Urban Meyer.
Do you mean for this?
Is there a way to play? Is there a way to play Lawrence for the rest of this season? Yes. It's probably more of a 2023 look, but is there a way to play him this year? If he does what he did yesterday in the last couple weeks for the next, what, seven games? That's almost half a season.
Play him when they're getting points.
You're going to get some value for sure.
This week. I mean, he's going against the Lions. He's going to put up monster numbers this week again.
Is it too late in the season, though?
Probably, especially with, like, the guys at the top. Like, you're talking about trying to chase down Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and Tua. Like, that's not happening. I'm just wondering if there's another way to play him.
No, but let's talk about comeback. Geno's not going to make the playoffs, it looks like. So.
And nobody knows the definition of who wins that award, apparently. So I feel like it's anybody's award to win in that market.
Right, but something, and maybe we're wrong on it, but something that we talked about before the season started, we've talked about it during the year, is if there's a viable quarterback, that's also a quarterback award. And last I checked, Geno Smith is still the favorite, also in the mix. Saquon, Henry, McCaffrey, his teammate Etienne. I don't even see him listed right now. So if he's listed anywhere, if you see some of those numbers, Paul, let me know.
Here's the thing, though. Like, when was he ever on because he was a rookie? You know what I mean? Like, what is he coming back from? He's developing.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good point.
No, I know.
Like, we'll have to look at this more for tomorrow, too, and then we can move on. But just, like, second-year quarterbacks. Has a second-year quarterback ever even won this? Because, to Aaron's point, are you even coming – you're developing. You're not really coming back from anything. It was just a terrible situation for him last year.
Yes. He was not put in a position to succeed, so I could see like a loophole or a gray area there, but like he was never electric. You know what I mean? It was his rookie season.
I would
say Mariota's dropped out. Mariota's also dropped out of it. So if we're going to make a case for a quarterback, which one? Is it still Geno?
I mean, I don't see anyone else listed. Like I see six names. And one of them,
right?
Here's my argument for Lawrence. If Etienne, I know it was an injury. If he's listed, shouldn't Lawrence be listed?
Yes. Yes. But people remember the injury.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not going to be quarterback this year, but.
Is Brian Robinson still listed, by the way?
Oh, my God. Speaking of Brian Robinson, dude.
The hat?
Okay. The hat. What?
Awesome.
I hate it.
It looks fake. Like, it still looks photoshopped.
Yeah, it looked like a bad Jay Kasson Photoshop. Every time I saw it on my timeline, I had to stop and look.
Like, if you're going to endorse your buddy's business, at least make sure it's something cool. That just looks terrible.
It's
oh
funny,
my God,
right?
This is outrageous.
How's that real?
You just saw it for the first time?
Yes, I am just now seeing this for the... Okay, hand up, full disclosure. I woke up at 2:30 p.m. yesterday, okay? So I missed a lot. I need one of these hats. I need one of these hats. I want one immediately.
Yeah, for
please.
The show?
You can get one customized. That. Get a Bears one.
This is hilarious. Really? A strong gust of wind and he's gone. Like, what are we doing here?
But how is it? I want to see the inside of the hat. So how is it staying up there instead of like falling past his ears? Yeah.
There's got to be something, holding
a
it
regular
up.
So Aaron, sized head hole for where, but it's just so spread out like it's camp. That's wild.
So you hate these. You hate these. If you saw someone out wearing this, you're like, clown. Get out of here.
Well, now it's kind of cool because it's like funny. I don't think it's like a great look, but it's going to be a trend. I think it's like we're almost making fun of it, you know? It's like, why not get one? I don't know what purpose.
Anybody know?
I'm trying to find
out. I'm guessing they're not cheap because they're like custom, aren't they? That was kind of my... What I gathered is like you hit up this guy, his Instagram or whatever, and like you tell him what you want on the hat.
So imagine having a big hat guy. Imagine having a plug for big hats.
I laughed. Oh, by the way, this thing is everywhere.
Everybody's talking about it. Yeah. Is this a good white elephant gift? Like, if you got it, would you trade it? Or would you want to keep this? Amazing.
No, you would keep it. I feel like if this is like a small business, this guy, the demand, he's going to have to hire so many people now after this shout out and this has gone viral. Don't you think? He's waking up today with like so many inquiries thinking like, how in the heck am I going to make all these hats and send them out? Like, people are going to be mad if I don't get this done like this week.
If he's got another job, he's got to quit it. He's got to quit it. Yes. Oh, man. He's got to quit his other job if he's got one.
Do you give Brian Robinson like a little a tip? What do you do? Because literally, I mean, that guy, Brian Robinson, just put this big hat guy on the map. Everyone's going to want that. I mean, imagine going to a game with one of those and everyone's like, yeah, what's up, man? You got one of those.
I can't.
Right. There's going to be people who do it. People like me who do it ironically and as a bit to wear it once and then never wear it again. There are going to be people who do that.
Right.
That check still cashes. I don't know. Like, that still counts.
If you have a house party, everyone's going to want to put that hat on and take pictures.
Head bumper cars. Like, just running
the big hat as a party trick. Yeah, got
it.
Yeah,
it would be so annoying, though, because everybody's going to rip it off your head to try it. And then you got
to
walk around
with
the hat hair.
It has to stay somewhat exclusive. Like, if these were everywhere, I think it just waters down the excitement. Like, these have to be rare.
Hit them up. And everyone. Let me know if you want a big hat.
That's the thing. I will say the only part about, like, I'm going to have to dig around to find it. It's not like it was called Big Hat Company or whatever. Like, now I've got to go.
No, it was like a guy's name.
Big Hat LLC.
Right? Like, give me the name of the place so I can get my hat.
Hold on. I found it last night.
Did you?
I did go on a deep dive on this.
I will say, Commanders related, Marcus Mariota, and we'll probably get into this more in BetQL court, but come on, man. Like, that was such a tough loss. That was an L for us in the contest, but, man, Washington keeps skating by. Talk about a little bit of luck.
Wait a second. This guy was on Shark Tank. It's called Noggin Boss.
Yes, that is it. Oh.
Yeah. $75.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's up there.
That's
question. If we all get one, can we business expense it? If we all get one?
I think so.
You know, in most scenarios, I would say no, but Mitch might say yes.
Joji comes back to the show to a big hat.
I need to see Joji in the big hat.
Oh, isn't he? He's a great big hat guy. That would fit.
Maybe BetMGM will get him for us.
Let's do it.
So many options.
Put their logo on it. Come on. Let's go.
I agree. Yeah. That would be fun. For the Super Bowl or something.
Would be so funny that I can't even begin to explain how funny that would be.
I have
if
a feeling.
If the Commanders make the playoffs, BetMGM needs to get us those hats, and we will wear them that week.
I don't want a Commanders one, though.
No.
No, it'll probably Ludacris say BetMGM.
By the way, so we couldn't get a statue for Sean Taylor.
Oh my gosh!
Seriously,
what was that creepy mannequin? Like, didn't even have legs. I mean, what are we doing? It is so embarrassing. It's Sean Taylor. What? Like the Philly statue? Sean Taylor means so much more to the city. I feel like I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's offending Philly people, but I just feel like, wow, you couldn't even get a proper statue together. Unacceptable. Terrible. Unacceptable. I feel like we just had off the board, but next segment, we're going back to all court. And I don't know if Joe O's personality is rubbing off on me, but I feel like I hate everyone today. We'll get to it next.
We'll be right back.